我先分享一下几周前我个人的一个情况。
I want to share a few things about my experience a few weeks ago.
Yeah, 但有的时候，我们个人的情形也跟弟兄姊妹跟神的家是连在一起的。
And sometimes our own spiritual conditions are related to the house of God and brothers and sisters.
上次我传递了一个信息，叫做满了感恩的人。
Last time I conveyed a message, a person full of thanksgiving.
然后在我一个多礼拜前我在准备的时候。
A week before that, while I was preparing.
在我心里面有一个主题叫做忧患之子。
There was a topic in my heart called the Son of the Sorrows.
然后但当时我不晓得为什么，然后神就把我这个想法改掉了。
I didn't know why, but the Lord changed my topic in my heart.
也他要我想一想，什么叫做一个感恩的人。
The Lord asked me, what is the man, what is the person with thankful giving?
对，所以在那个准备那一周的时间里面，我就尽量的去思想这方面的事情。
And during that week, I was preparing and meditating on that topic.
对，我也不晓得为什么，就是想到，我记得我举了一个例子。
And I didn't know why, and I still remember I gave an example.
对，有一个老弟兄，他得了那个胃癌。
Elder brother who had a cancer in his stomach.
对，然后他那个胃割掉之后，肠子也割掉了。
His stomach and his bowels were taken out.
所以在他那个身体最软弱的时候，他没有办法来聚会。
While he was very weak, he was not able to come to the gathering.
对，当有一天他身体比较强健一点点的时候呢，他勉强的来到聚会里。
One day while he was relatively stronger and he came to the gathering.
然后当他这个拖着软弱的身体来到聚会的时候，他就还是祷告。
He came to the meeting with a weak body and he still prayed.
他只要一说，主啊，我感谢你的时候，所有弟兄姊妹心中都感到非常的震惊。
And he prayed the Lord, I still thank you. And all brothers and sisters, they were amazed.
他们想说，老弟兄来了。
And they say the elder brother came.
然后不仅来了，而且能够在一个软弱的身体情形底下，还能够感谢赞美主。
Not only that he came here, but he prayed and he thanked the Lord and praised the Lord.
许多弟兄姊妹就得到激励。
And many brothers and sisters were strengthened.
其实我不太清楚当时为什么有这些的思想。
And actually, I didn't know why I had these thoughts.
然后等到我周六的时候，我已经准备好了。
On that Saturday, I was well prepared.
然后我就接到我们弟兄 Andrew 的一个电话。
And I got a phone call from our brother Andrew.
对，他就告诉我说他当天有一些就诊断有一些情况。
And he told me there is something happened for his diagnosis.
然后其实我是觉得很奇妙。
I felt it's amazing and wonderful.
对，我想也许主已经在预备我的心能够面对一个情况的改变。
The Lord has been preparing my heart for a change.
然后也盼望也许能够借着一点我的这些分享呢，也能够鼓励弟兄姊妹。
And hopefully, through my sharing, and the brothers and sisters can be strengthened.
我是指所有的人。
And I mean all of us.
对，我们能够做一个感恩的人。
And we can truly be someone who gives thanks to the Lord.
对，在所有的情形里面都还是能够感恩。
In all circumstances, we can still give thanks.
因为我们知道我们的神他是赐平安的意念的神。
Because we know our Lord is the God of peace.
然后他所有的事情我们都可以说，是的，主啊，你的美意本是如此。
And for everything, in all circumstances, and we can say, Lord, your good will is as such.
对，我想我们祷告，愿主坚固我们弟兄和姊妹。
And I think we pray for our brothers and sisters that the Lord can strengthen them.
也愿意我们能够有机会在一起的一同的追求。
And we can still have the opportunity to pursue and seek the Lord.
所以其实不管如何，我们人生命都是有限的。
And no matter what, our life is very limited.
对，我们不太可能一直都在一起。
It's impossible for us to always be together.
但只要我们还在一起追求的时候，我们就应该感恩。
While we're still able to gather together, we need to give thanks to the Lord.
对，我是非常感谢主能够有这个机会，然后与弟兄姊妹们一同追求。
I'm really thankful that the Lord gave me the opportunity, and I can pursue and seek the Lord with brothers and sisters.
然后彼此劝勉
，encourage each other.
然后一同往神的旨意能够往前
，and we can move forward for the will of the Lord.
对，我想世界上有很多事情会有变化
，and a lot of things in the world are changing.
但是我们的神是永远不改变的
，but our God He never changes.
然后他要完成他的旨意也是不改变
，and He will accomplish His will, and that will never change.
对，因为我们所有的任何的情形。以后也会发生风浪，但是我们永远都能够信靠我们的主。
In all circumstances and in the difficulties in the future, we can all trust the Lord.
所以今天我要回到更就之前的那个负担，就来一同分，我来分享这个忧患之子。
So today I want to come back to the burden I had before. The topic is the son of sorrows.
我这边有个目的啊
I have a goal here.
就是说我们的人总是在乎自己只关心自己的事情
And we always focus on our own things.
然后人的天性也只是注意到自己的感觉
And the human nature focus on our feelings.
那我今天要这个目的呢是我们要去学习去体会我们主耶稣的感觉
And today, my burden, my goal is to we learn to experience and feel and understand our Lord's feeling.
然后能够进到我们神的心的深处。
And we can enter into the deepest heart of our Lord.
能够去体贴他。
And we can consider and feel understand the heart of
our Lord. 我想这个也应该不难理解。
I think it's not hard to understand.
对，当我们是还是小孩子的时候。
Well, we were still little child.
对，我们只想着哎呀，我想要吃糖，我想要出去玩。
I always think about I want to go out to play and have some candies.
然后有时候爸爸妈妈付出的一些的心血体力，其实小孩子并不能够去体贴。
The little children for them is hard and difficult to understand and comprehend all the efforts the parents made.
然后当这些孩子们慢慢成长，开始能够去体会父母的感觉的时候。他其实在长大。
When they grow up, they can understand and feel the parents' feeling.
对，他不仅能够体贴父母，而且也有一些情形可以分担父母的那些劳苦。
Not only they can understand the burden of their parents, but they can also carry the burden of their parents.
所以当我们作为神的儿女，我们也盼望我们能够成为一个成熟的基督徒。
So we as children of God, and we hope to be mature Christians.
对，成熟的基督徒就是有一个情形，他不是只在乎自己的想法跟感觉。
For the mature Christians, they not only just care about their own feeling and their own opinions.
他开始去想到我们的主关心什么。
They start to think about what our Lord, think is important.
然后也去感受。我们的神心中在有什么负担
What is the burden in the Lord's heart?
对，一方面能够体贴，也许就开始能够分担我们神的工作。
On one hand, they start to understand and feel the burden of the Lord, and they can bear the burden.
所以我想我的目的是，不是要带给弟兄姊妹们很多的忧愁。
So I think my goal is not to bring sorrows to you.
请记得哈。就算我今天讲到我们的主是一位忧患之子，但他仍然是那位最喜乐的神。
Please remember that even though I'm sharing today, our Lord is Son of Sorrows, but He is the one who has the most joy.
对，很多时候我们伤心难受的时候，我们用一个字叫 sad， 就 sadness， 就是伤心。
Sometimes when we were sad and we use the word sadness.
Yeah. 然后在圣经里面形容主的忧伤或者忧愁的时候，他用那个 sorrows.
In the Bible, it used the word sorrow.
然后有的时候也形容也用一个字叫做痛苦，就是那个 grief.
Sometimes they use the word grief.
然后这个痛苦是 就是说这个 sorrow 或是 grief 其实比那个 sadness 可能更深入一些。
So sorrow and the grief are stronger and deeper than
Yeah, 所以有时候那个痛苦那个 grief 更有点像是那个 heartbroken, 就是那个心碎的感觉。
Sometimes grief means your heart is broken.
我们翻到这个以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书53章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
我念二到五节。
Verse 2 to 5.
以赛亚书53章二到五节。他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样。我们也不尊重他，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Isaiah 53:2-5. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows.Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we were healed.
我想神的话圣经呢总是令人感觉非常的奇妙。
And it's wonderful, the scripture, the word of God.
这篇以赛亚书呢有人称它是旧约的福音书
The book of Isaiah, some people refer to it as the gospel book in the Old Testament.
因为在这个书里面呢有很多讲到主耶稣的预言
In the book of Isaiah, there are many prophecies regarding the Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然它成书大约是在公元前700年
And even it was completed in 700 BC.
但是神让这个先知以赛亚用一个越过时间的一个眼光来写下这本书。
But God used the prophet Isaiah to write this book of Isaiah over the time.
然后在里面呢，就有些的描述就好像这个先知亲眼看见了我们主耶稣的感觉一样。
Some descriptions it feels like the prophet Isaiah with his naked eyes he see the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这篇这个53章这一章当基督徒读的时候会觉得非常的稀奇。
And when we read the chapter 53 and we are all amazed.
啊就一读一读读读来一读下去就觉得哎这个不是就在写我们的主耶稣吗
when we read through it and we can all understand it is for our Lord Jesus Christ
那有的时候当我在读新约圣经的时候觉得圣经的描写是非常的怎么讲它不是很情绪化很 dramatic 它不会这样写
sometimes while I was reading the New Testament and the description is not dramatic
然后当我读到一些描述主耶稣钉十字架的那些圣经节
When I read the description of the Lord Jesus Christ crucified on the cross
我总有个感觉就是写的人他没有去故意的把很多的感觉把它发表出来
I always have a sense that the person who wrote the scripture he didn't put a lot of emotion in it
对但是当我们去读的时候我们心中可以体会
But when we are reading it and we can understand it and comprehend
然后也奇妙的就是说在旧约的时候事情还没发生的时候神已经借着一些人的感觉 把主耶稣钉十字架的感觉把它写下来。
It's quite amazing that in the Old Testament, before the Lord was crucified, and God used the prophet to describe the emotion and experience of the Lord.
对，所以当我在读到诗篇，我没有念哈，读到大卫的诗篇22篇的时候，我就明白哦，比较能够感受到主耶稣在十字架上的心中的那种感觉。
And when we read the Psalm22, and we can understand and feel the Lord's experience on the cross.
同样的，在福音书，我们看见主耶稣，他有很多描述主耶稣的那个事情。
And there are a lot of incidents in the gospel book regarding Lord Jesus Christ.
但当我们去读以赛亚书53章的时候，我们才略略能够体会主耶稣在地上的经历。
And when we read Isaiah 53, and we started to understand a little bit of experience of the Lord on the earth.
其实神成为人，道成肉身，这是一件很奇妙的事情。
And God became man, and the Word become flesh. It's amazing and wonderful.
对，虽然我们承认这是一个确定的事实，但是我们很难去体会它。
And we know it's a fact, but it's hard for us to understand.
对，到底是神是怎么能够住在人的身上，这个就很难想得通。
How come God just dwell in man? It's hard to comprehend.
然后在这边我们刚读到的时候呢，我们发现他一直在强调，比如说第三节，他是被藐视、被人厌弃的。
In verse 3, it was emphasized, and he is despised and rejected by men.
然后特别是下一句，多受痛苦，常经忧患。
And the next verse, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
其实我心中会有一个疑问。
Actually, I had a question in my heart.
我觉得在创世以前，神已经在那里了。
And I know before the foundation of the world, God is there.
然后在我去想象神的情形的时候，我会觉得神在起初的时候是不会有忧伤跟痛苦的。
By my imagination and I, before the foundation of the world, there shouldn't be any sorrow in the heart of God.
也就是说，在最起初的时候呢，神自己的本性里面应该是没有忧伤跟痛苦。
At the very beginning, in the heart of God, there shouldn't be any sorrow and sufferings and grief.
对，可是当我们读圣经的时候，我们可以看见当神在接触人的时候呢，他里面就生发了许多的忧伤。
And when we read the Bible, when God interacts with a human, and there are a lot of sorrows there.
当然神是神，他可以参透一切的万事。
And God is God, He can search all things.
所以在那个亚当夏娃犯罪的时候
，When Adam and Eve sinned,
然后神就问了一句话。
And God asked a question.
他问说，人啊，你在哪里
？Man, where are you?
当我们去体会这句话的时候，我们可以感受得到神心中是有忧愁的。
When we start understand and feel this verse, and we can understand there is grief in the heart of the Lord.
对，当人在仇敌的试探之下失败了
，When people fell before a temptation of the enemy,
然后罪就进到人的当中
，and sin enter into the man.
然后神。人跟神就有一个没有办法跨越的一个障碍。
And there's a departure and a barrier between man and God.
然后虽然我们只听见一句简单的话说，人啊，你在哪里
？And even we just heard a simple sentence, man, where are you?
但是我们可以感受得到，在神里面有一个很深的忧伤。
And we can feel there's a deep grief in the heart of God.
因为人现在失落。
Because man fell.
所以然后在主耶稣道成肉身成为人之后
，And after the Word became flesh, the Lord Jesus on the earth，
对这件事情仍然很奇妙，好像有一种人的性情性质跟神结合在一起。
And amazingly, it's the human nature and humanity is connected with the deity。
然后他在地上亲自经历人肉身在地上的生活。
Lord Jesus personally experienced the life of a man on the earth。
所以在地上的生活，当我们读福音书的时候，我们会觉得是的，主是非常的辛苦，非常的劳苦。
The life of Jesus' life on the earth is full of sufferings and efforts.
对，有人跟从他，但是更多的人是拒绝他的。
Many people followed him, and more people rejected him.
但是当我们在读以赛亚书53章的时候，他是这样描述的。
When we read Isaiah 53, the description is like this.
就是多受痛苦那边他是写 a man of sorrows, 对不对
a man of sorrows.
然后常经忧患就是 acquainted with grief, 是不是
yeah, acquainted with grief.
也就是说他这个描述里面他的给我们的一个意思就是这个人就是忧伤的化身。
And here this picture refers this man is the picture of sorrow.
Yeah, 然后在他的身上是常常习惯于一个痛苦的光景。
And in his condition is always full of sorrow.
所以也就是说这个忧伤痛苦对他来讲是非常熟悉的一种的情感的经历。
So sorrow and grief are very familiar experience for him.
所以弟兄姊妹我在想啊如果我是一个小 baby 开始生在这个地上。
Brothers and sisters, if I was a baby on the earth.
然后我的爸爸就说这个马伟修啊你这个一辈子就是 man of sorrows.
If my dad told me, Benjamin Ma, your whole life will be man of sorrow.
那我可能就想说爸爸你再把我放回去好了。
So I may say to my dad, please just put me back in your belly.
所以我在去体会我们主的感觉。
And I try to understand the feeling of the Lord.
其实当他来到地上之前呢他已经知道他要成为 man of sorrows.
And became he had come to the earth, he already knew that he will be a man of sorrow.
然后他心中也已经预备好说我来到这个地上就是受痛苦。
And he was prepared to be a man of sorrow on the earth.
请弟兄姊妹还是要记得哈因为我们神是非常奇妙非常广大的神。
But brothers and sisters, still remember that our God is amazing and, it's great.
他里面是充满喜乐的。
And there is full, he is full of joy.
所以这个是非常奇妙就是他是喜乐的但是我现在是从忧伤的角度我们来体会我们的主。
And he's full of joy, and today from the perspective of sorrow, and we start to understand him.
对。那为什么他一生要成为一个忧患之子呢？
So why should he become a man of sorrow?
唯一的原因就是为着我们。
The only reason is for us.
因为他要担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He needs to bear our iniquities.
他的所有的忧患跟痛苦都是从人来的。
And all his sorrow and grief come from man.
所以，但愿我们能够开始去体会我们的主耶稣。
May we start to understand and feel our Lord Jesus Christ.
在圣经里面有一个字给我一个蛮深的印象，叫做心肠。
In the Bible, there is the word that left a deep impression in my heart. It's called the bowel.
Yeah, 我们看几处的例子哈，就是《路加福音》第一章。
Let's read a few scriptures. Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章77-79节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 77-79.
OK. 路加福音第一章77-79叫他的百姓因罪得赦就知道救恩因我们神怜悯的心肠叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人把我们的脚引到平安的路上
To give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of God with which the day spring from on high has visited us to give light to those who sit in the darkness and the shadow of death to guide our feet into the way of peace.
这边有一个78节他讲到神怜悯的心肠。
So here verse 78, through the tender mercy of our God.
我举三处的圣经哈第二处圣经是在腓利门书第一章。
Second scripture is Philemon chapter 1.
应该是说腓利门书的第腓利门书的第十节到第十二节。
Philemon's verse 10-12.
对，腓利门书的第十节到第十二节，就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你，他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你 我都有益处。我现在打发他亲自回你那里去，他是我心上的人。
I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains, who once were unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me. I'm sending him back, you therefore receive him, that is my own heart.
这边有个人叫做阿尼西姆。
So here's a man called Onesimus.
然后保罗说这个人呢是他心上的人。
And Paul said he's someone on his heart.
也就是说心上的人意思就是说是在我心肠里面的人。
Someone in my bowel.
然后我们再看第三处圣经是腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1:7-8.
对，腓立比书第一章七跟八，我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因你们常在我心里。无论我是在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切的想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
Just as it is right for me to think thus of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
这边有一个词叫做基督耶稣的心肠。
So here's the phrase called the affection of Jesus Christ.
Okay.对他那个心肠就是也是那个 bowels 那个字
the bowel of Jesus Christ
对以前呢我第一次读到这些词这个词的时候我心中也觉得很有意思
the first time when I read this phrase I felt quite interesting
对我知道我们人有个心有个 heart
and I know we as human we have a heart
但是在中文哈它有一个词叫做心肠就是它把那个肠子都放在里面
But in Chinese, we call it bowel. It's yeah, heart and bowel.
然后在英文也是可以用这个词
And in English, it's the same.
它好像是讲到人心中人的里面那个肠子那种内脏
And it refers to the intestines and the bowels in your body.
然后它是什么意思呢它是表达一个心里面更深的地方
It refers to the deeper part of your heart
所以他就用那个心肠来表达
So he used the word bowel to represent it
所以刚刚我们念的第一处圣经的时候我们发现神有一个心肠
And when we read the first scripture and we know God has the bowel
然后也就是说他那边形容说神在高天之上然后看着地上的人
And God is on high and is seeing all the people on the earth
然后他预备了一个救恩
And he prepared a salvation
然后那个心肠呢那个神的深处呢就临到这些坐在黑暗死荫当中的我们
And his bowel, his deepest heart and it's on us
然后他的那我读的时候感觉就像那个心肠好像一个管道
So while I was reading the bowel isLike a channel.
Yeah, like a channel. 然后那个救恩呢就像高天的日光经过这个管道临到我们这些人。
The salvation is like the sun and through the channel and deliver to us.
也就是说是的主有一个拯救的恩典。
Yes, our God have a grace of salvation.
但是他加上了神心中一个怜悯的心肠。
But it's added the mercy of our God.
然后这个恩典就临到了我们这些人
And this grace was delivered to us
然后我们就可以从黑暗当中看见阳光
And we can see the sunlight in the darkness
然后他就开始引导我们走平安的路
And God started to guide us in the way of peace
所以我最近可能跟某些弟兄姊妹有提到
And recently I shared with some brothers and sisters
就是我们信主之后一定要有一个越来越深刻的感觉
After we believe in the Lord, we need to have a deeper and deeper understanding.
我是一个蒙神怜悯的人。
I'm the one who received mercy from God.
我信耶稣绝对不是，我想弟兄姊妹不会这样的，绝对不是给神面子。
Now, I believe Jesus Christ is not I do a favor to God.
啊，谢谢。然后，我们信耶稣是在一个很可怜、卑微的光景里面蒙了怜悯的。
And we're just in a humble state. We receive mercy from God.
所以圣经上才会讲说，神虽然的确他在高天宝座上
，and even God is on the throne and is on high.
但他里面那个怜悯的那个心肠呢？临到那个地上的人
，and the mercy in his bowel is cast and delivered to the people on the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们应该越来越感受得到神有一个怜悯的心肠，而且是临到了我这个人。
Brothers and sisters, we need to more and more understand and feel the mercy of the bowel of our God.
对我实在是深深的感觉，如果我们没有这种感觉。
I deeply think if we don't have this feeling and understanding,
我们很难奉献。
It's very difficult for us to consecrate ourselves.
对，我们很难把自己交给主。
It's very hard for us to give ourselves to the Lord.
然后后来我们读了一个那个腓利门书上的那个圣经。
And we read the scripture in Philemon.
那个阿尼西姆这个人呢，他其实是一个。身份是一个奴隶
Onesimus, he's a slave.
所以他并不是一个在社会上面一个有很高地位的人。
It's not someone in a society with a high hierarchy.
然后他不仅是一个奴隶，而且他是一个偷过钱的奴隶。
It's not only just a slave, he's a slave who stole the money.
对他，所以他是个小偷啊。
Who's the thief?
所以他偷了之后呢，逃离了那个。主人腓利门的家
，and he stole the money and he escaped from the house of Philemon.
然后他去投靠保罗
，and went for Paul.
或是说，应该是说他遇见了保罗
，he met Paul.
然后信主得救了
，and believed the Lord and God saved.
啊，在这个保罗当时已经是一个蛮有经历的一个年长的弟兄了
，and Paul was an elder brother full of experience.
他一点都没有轻看这个。年轻而且偷过钱的人
，and Paul didn't despise this young man who stole money.
他信主之后，阿尼西莫信主之后，保罗竟然可以说他是我心上的人。
After Onesimus believed the Lord, and Paul said he's someone on my heart, in my ball.
然后你会发现保罗在这边有一个从主耶稣来的感觉。
And Paul had a feeling from the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人哈都是主耶稣的心上的人。
Brothers and sisters, every one of us, we're on the bowel of Jesus Christ.
他把我们每一个人都放在他心里面的最深的地方。
And he put every each one of us in the deepest part of his heart.
对，然后圣经上形容说，我们的名字是刻在他的掌上。
And our names were imprinted on the hand of God.
然后他的心里面常常纪念我们的名字。
And in his heart, he always remembered our names.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是。保罗他反映了我们神的心肠。
So brother Paul reflect the thoughts and the heart of God.
对他没有嫌弃一个地位低并且地位低下曾经犯过偷钱罪的一个人。
He did not reject and despise someone who's on a lower level in the society who stole money before.
对，只要他进了神的家里面，保罗就觉得这是他心里面深处的一个关心的人。
And once he entered the house of God, and Paul knows he's someone on his heart.
然后我们刚刚也读到那个保罗，他讲到一个事情，他说他在腓立比书里面想说，我体会基督耶稣的心肠。
In the book of Philippians, Paul said that he understand the bowel of Jesus Christ.
那这也很稀奇。
It's wonderful.
因为保罗当时是在一个关在监狱里面的情况。
And Paul was in the prison.
失去了自由。
He didn't have freedom.
他周边的环境是一个非常恶劣的环境。
And the circumstances was terrible and bad.
如果是我们的话
，If we were him，
我们可能只顾念到今天我自己的心肠，我自己是怎么想。
And we can only focus and care our own thoughts and feelings.
但是当保罗他去体会我们主耶稣的心肠的时候，他整个。思想就不一样。
When Paul started to feel and understand the bowel of Jesus Christ, his thoughts changed.
然后他里面的感觉或者那个感情也不一样。
His emotion and feeling changed.
他在那边体会主耶稣的那个感觉。
And he started to understand God's feeling.
然后他发现这些腓立比的这些弟兄姊妹是主耶稣的里面所关心的一批弟兄姊妹。
He started to realize brothers and sisters in of the Philippians, they are someone on the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当他能够去体会我们主耶稣的心肠的时候，他就他的心思他的情感就越过了他的那个 监禁的环境。
So when he started to understand the heart of the Lord, and he overcome the circumstances of himself,
他心中想念这些弟兄们。
And in his heart, he remembered these brothers and sisters.
然后为当地的弟兄姊妹祷告。
And he prayed for the brothers and sisters.
然后写信给他们。
He wrote a letter to them.
他里面所想的就是希望他们能够在主里面越来越长进。
And all he cares about is the brothers and sisters can grow stronger and stronger.
对，你发现我们的弟兄保罗呢？他里面的心肠跟感觉呢，反映了我们主耶稣的心肠跟感觉。
You can find that Paul, his heart and the bowel reflect the thoughts and the heart of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们越这样子学的话，我们那个心肠就不会像今天这样那么狭窄。
The more we learn this way, the more our heart will not be so narrow like this.
呀、yeah, ，就我们常常。那个心肠非常的狭窄，只注意到我们自己身上。
Our hearts and bowels are so limited, and we only focus on ourselves.
所以，当我们去体会基督耶稣的心肠的时候，我们发现我们整个人那个度量就扩大。
When we start to consider and feel, understand the heart of the Lord, and we're enlarged.
然后保罗写腓立比书的时候，你会发现这个人非常喜乐。
And when Paul wrote the letter of Philippians, he was full of joy.
他虽然在那边体贴其他地方的弟兄姊妹，但是同时之间主把喜乐给他。
He remembered the brothers and sisters in other locations, and God gave him joy.
我们读一下马太福音第九章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音的第九章三十五到三十七。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 37.
马太福音第九章三十五到三十七，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说：要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Then Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep have no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest.
我们再读一处是约翰福音的第五章。
One more scripture is John chapter 5.
约翰福音的第五章的五跟六节。
John chapter 5, verse 5 and 6.
约翰福音第五章五跟六，在那里有一个人病了三十八年，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：你要痊愈吗？
Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already had been in that condition a long time, he said to him, Do you want to be made well?
有一次当主耶稣到了旷野。
One time while Jesus was in the wilderness.
然后很多人跟着他。
Many people followed him.
对，不管他们的也许他们有的是真的想要来认识主。
Maybe some of them they want to know the Lord.
也许他们有的可能只是想要吃饼得饱，也有可能。
Some of them they want to get bread from the Lord.
但不管怎么样，就是有一大群人好像就跟着主来到了旷野的地方。
But no matter what, a group of people they follow the Lord into wilderness.
假设是我的话，我一看到哇，好多人跟着我。
If I was Jesus and I saw a lot of people follow me,
那就觉得还是有人想要跟从神吧。
So I can feel, oh, there are still people who want to follow God.
但是当主耶稣的那眼光看见这批人的时候，
But when God saw the people,
他里面 就自然的有一个怜悯的感觉。
And naturally there is the empathy in his heart.
然后当他就用他的眼光来看，他发现这些人呢，基本上全部都是没有牧人的羊。
And from his perspective, all these people, they're like sheep without a shepherd.
然后这些羊全部都是在地上迷失的，失落的。
And all the sheep, they're lost.
他就感觉到，哇，他一看这个，没有人照顾。
When Jesus saw that one, no one cared about him.
然后看到那个，没有人带领。
The other one, no one guide him.
然后看到这个呢，在这个地上飘来飘去，不晓得去哪里。
And this one is scattered on the earth and didn't know where to go.
我就发现主耶稣心中很忧愁啊。
And the heart of Lord Jesus Christ, he was grieved.
他看到这个人也忧愁，看到那个人也忧愁。
He saw this person, that person, he was sorrowful and grieved.
所以有的时候，当我这不是有，就是当我这次去体会的时候。
This time when I started to understand.
哇，如果我们神的眼目遍察全地
，and God's eyes search all the earth，
他看见这个地上几十亿的人
，he saw millions and millions of people on the earth，
全部都是流离失所的羊
，we're all scattered like the sheep without shepherd。
我的小脑袋有点装不下，我说主啊，那你这个忧愁不是像大海一样吗
？And I'm so limited, and Lord, your sorrow it's like an ocean。
你为每一个人在那边忧伤
，and you care and you're sorrowful for each one of them.
你的忧伤实在太大了。
You have so great a sorrow.
所以当我们继续读的时候，主耶稣说，有人可以做工吗
？When we keep reading, the Lord Jesus asked, "Are there laborers?"
他好像在问说，有人能够分担我心中的忧愁吗
？And as if he was asking, is there anyone who can carry and bear the burden of myself?
所以他下面那句话也给我一个感觉，就是说，当他找不到能够跟他一同同工的人的时候，他心中也很忧愁。
He was not able to find someone who can co-work with him, and he was sorrowful.
所以到底有哪些人可以跟我同工？一个一个的把这些灵魂救出来呢
？And who can co-work with me and to save every individual soul？
所以我这次的的确确也是在谦卑下来。
And this time I humble myself。
一方面，我感觉我们常常不能够体贴主的感觉。
On one hand, I feel it's hard for us to comprehend the feeling of the Lord。
没有错，我们每个人哈，那个度量跟神比起来，实在是太小太小。
It's right, our capacity compared to God is so limited。
但是我们可能在整个世界上面，我们连一个迷失的羊，我们都没有忧愁的感觉。
And maybe, very possibly, on the earth, not even one of the unsaved people, and we have compassion for them.
对，但是感谢主，当我们有对一个、两个心中开始有负担的时候
，But we thank the Lord when we start to have compassion, empathy for one and two people.
我会觉得主心中开始带进了安慰，你知道吗
？And I feel the heart of the Lord was comforted.
他发现这边开始有人能够分担主心中的忧伤
，And he sees there is someone who can carry the burden and share the burden of himself.
所以当这个。那个三十八年病人，我就跳过了，我就不看了。
I'll skip the person.
对，刚刚虽然我念了，所以我们才会到那个，不是有一百只羊迷失了一只的那个比喻吗
？There are one sheep among a hundred and was lost.
这个在路加福音的十五章里面。
It's in the Luke chapter 15.
对，里面有三个比喻。
There are three parables.
然后第一个比喻是讲到一百只羊丢了一只。
The first one is the one sheep was lost among a hundred.
里面有一个描述，其实我心中一直觉得很有印象。
It left an impression in me of the description.
就是当那个牧人把羊抬回家的时候
，When the shepherd carried the lost sheep home，
你会感觉那个牧人心中非常的欢喜快乐。
And in the heart of the shepherd, he was full of joy.
所以我的意思是说，当有人愿意能够分担主的忧愁
，So what I want to say here is。Whenever there's someone who can share the burden of the Lord,
然后把一个迷失的羊带回到神的家里面
，and carry the lost soul into the house of God.
有时候有一种形容就是，天上的什么天使天君都一同的欢喜快乐
，and all the armies in the heaven they will joy with the Lord.
而且我非常的相信， 所有的欢乐都比不上我们神心中的欢乐。
And I deeply believe that there is no joy can compare to the joy of our Lord.
所以在那个迷失的羊的那个比喻里面。
So in the parable of the lost sheep.
对，有很多时候当我跟朋友们讲一点福音。
Many times when I share the gospel with the gospel friends.
我大部分的时间我是会强调朋友，其实你就是那个迷失的羊。
The majority of the time, I emphasized, friend, you are the lost sheep.
对，我希望你知道说你在你的人生道路上面其实是一个失落的人。
I hope you can understand in your life, you are someone who are lost.
但是请记得呢，有一位神，我们的主呢，正在寻找你。
But please remember, there is a God, our Lord, who is seeking you.
我想这样子讲是可以的，就是让人知道他是一只迷失的羊。
I think there is no problem we say to let people know they're lost.
然后当他觉得在整个地上他好像浮萍一样跑来跑去没有根。
We're scattered on the earth, we don't have a root.
我们盼望他心中在这个角度也生发一个需要想要认识神。
And we hope from this perspective they can come up with a burden and a need for the Lord.
但今天当我提到这个比喻的时候，我们可以更多的去体会那个好牧人他的心肠。
And today when we read this scripture and we should start to understand and consider the bowel of the good shepherd.
对，也就是说他迷失了一只。
And there's one is lost.
他心中非常的焦急。
And the shepherd is sorrowful and anxious.
然后他有一个感觉，不管付上任何的代价，费尽千辛万苦，他都要去寻找这只迷失的羊。
And he has the thought, no matter what, by whatever effort, I need to go and seek this lost one.
所以他带着心中的那个忧伤，有一首诗歌叫忧急啊，就是里面又忧愁又着急，在那边寻找我们。
So he sought us with the sorrow and the grief.
然后当他找到的时候心中非常的欢喜快乐。
When he found us, he was full of joy.
好像一切的流血，一切的痛苦都可以烟消云散。
And all the blood, all the effort, it was all gone.
所以也就是说当我们在读这些比喻的时候，没有错，我把我自己放在这个故事里面。
And when we read the parables, and we can put ourselves in the parables.
然后同时这些比喻呢，也在描述我们神的心肠。
At the same time, the parables reflect the bowel of our God.
然后路加福音十五章里面第二个比喻是讲到一个富人，他丢掉了十块钱，丢掉了一块钱。
The second parable it speaks of a woman who lost one coin.
所以前面那个好牧人比较是讲到我们的主耶稣，他是好牧人。
The good shepherd refers to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the good shepherd.
然后这个妇人寻找这个失落的钱呢，比较像是讲到圣灵在那里寻找我们。
And this woman is more like the Holy Spirit is seeking us.
所以当我们是这个被失落的一块钱嘛
，we're the lost coin.
但在这个圣灵的感觉里面，他觉得这个失落的钱是一个宝贵，是有价值的。
Through the understanding of the Holy Spirit, and he thinks, and the lost coin is precious.
然后，所以他可以用非常地毯式的搜索，就是一直到处找，到处找，一定要找到这一块钱。
And he searches everywhere until he finds it.
所以在这边，我们可以体会那个圣灵里面的那个感觉啊。
We can start to understand the bow of the Holy Spirit.
其实对于我们每个人来讲都是如此。
And for all of us, it's the same.
就是我们被带来美国
we're here in America.
或是生于美国
or we're born here.
然后在我们的人生的路途里面，圣灵安排了各式各样的环境。
And in our life, and the Holy Spirit arranged a lot of circumstances.
他安排了这个人，安排了那个基督徒，安排了很不好的老板。
He arranged that person, that Christian, that a bad boss.
然后他用各样各式的这个方式呢，想要把我们带回到神的面前。
He used all circumstances and willing to bring us back to the house of God.
所以当我们拒绝的时候
，and when we rejected,
圣灵其实心中非常的担忧。
The Holy Spirit is grieved in his heart.
对，里面有一个 有一个忧愁
，and there is a sorrow in the heart of Holy Spirit.
而且他费尽了各式各样的这个独特的环境，是为着你的。
And he used and arranged all circumstances. It's for you.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的心肠。
Brothers and sisters, this is a vow of God.
然后在那个浪子的故事里面
，for the prodigal son.
对，我们通常是集中在那个浪子的感觉。
We normally just focus on the feeling of the prodigal son.
因为我们就像就是浪子。
Because we're the same as the prodigal son.
对，好像走投无路了。
We have no way to go.
然后现在终于有一个想要回转的一个心。
Now finally I want to turn back.
然后回去的时候又非常的担心，到底父亲会接纳我吗？
So I had a lot of trouble and anxiety. If I go back, will my father accept me or not?
对，这是我们的故事，这是一个回转的故事。
That's our story. That's the story of returning.
啊，但是当我们把那个眼光放在那个老父亲的身上
，But when we change our perspective of to the old father,
然后我们开始去体贴这个老父亲是什么感觉的
，We start to understand and consider what is the feeling in the heart of the father.
对，一开头的时候，他要面对一个儿子。对他没有太大的情感的一个冲击。
At the beginning, he needs to face my son has no emotional attachment to myself.
然后他只想着 ，OK， 你就把那个钱给我的那个钱给我就好了。这个我跟你没有什么太大的关系，就钱给我就好。
All he cares about is give me the money. I don't want to have anything with you.
所以就像可能有时候我们福音聚会的时候这样子一个形容。
It's very similar like in the gospel meeting.
所以当这个浪子离开之后，这个父亲从来没有停止过对他的等候。
After the prodigal son left, and the father kept waiting for him.
对，从来没有停止过对儿子的思念。
He never ceased thinking, remembering the son.
虽然他是一个无情无义的浪子。
And even the son is senseless.
对，但是他心中所想的就是门永远为你开的。
But the Father in His heart, the door is always open for you.
对，弟兄姊妹，这个是我们神的心肠。
Brothers and sisters, this is the vow of God.
我们需要学习说去，有时候我们读圣经的时候，我们可以试着去体会神是怎么感觉的。
We read the Bible, we need to start to comprehend, understand the feeling of God.
好，哥林多后书十二章。
Second Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书的十二章二十到二十一节
Second Corinthians 12, 20 to 21
哥林多后书十二章二十二十一我怕我再来的时候见你们不合我所想望的你们见我也不合你们所想望的又怕有纷争嫉妒恼怒结党诽谤谗言狂傲混乱的事且罢我来的时候我的神叫我在你们面前惭愧又因许多人从前犯罪行污秽奸淫邪荡的事不肯悔改我就忧愁
For I fear lest when I come I shall not find you such as I wish and that I shall be found by you such you do not wish lest there be contentions jealousies outbursts of wrath selfish ambitionsbackbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults, lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornications, and lewdness which they have practiced.
保罗在这边，他为着哥林多弟兄姊妹的光景，他心中觉得忧愁。
And Paul mourned for the spiritual condition of brothers and sisters in Corinth.
我上次也有提到一个哥林多后书十二章有一段圣经是讲到保罗身上有一根刺。
Last time I mentioned, it's same in the Second Corinthians, and Paul had a stick in his body.
然后那个刺可能是非常的非常的厉害，非常给他带来身体上或是身体上心理上很多的痛苦。
And both for his heart, his flesh.His body, there is a great difficulties for him.
然后但是神给他一句话叫做，神给他一句话是，我的恩典是够你用的。
But God gave him a word, my grace is sufficient for you.
这件事情是在哥林多后书同一章。
And this matter we're reading here is in the same chapter of Corinthians 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
我就在想，当保罗在服侍弟兄姊妹的时候，
I'm thinking when Paul was serving brothers and sisters,
他其实没有怎么顾到他自己的。
He didn't think too much of himself.
对，他写那段刺的那个见证呢，是为着鼓励弟兄姊妹。
He wrote the testimony of the stick in his flesh to encourage brothers and sisters.
对，他没有意思要弟兄姊妹同情他。
He didn't mean to let brothers and sisters just have empathy for him.
Yeah. 所以他其实里面是说，意思我的感觉是说，众弟兄姊妹们可能没有人真正去体贴保罗他的痛苦。
So my understanding is this: all the brothers and sisters, they don't have any compassion for Paul.
对，你身上有刺，那是你的事情。
You have a stick in your flesh. It's your own matter.
对，你身上一直带着一个软弱。Okay, 那就是你身上有软弱。
And you have weakness, infirmities, well, that's, you have infirmities and weakness.
对，但对保罗来讲，没有人去体贴他。
But for Paul, there's no one.
当然主是体贴他的。
But God cared him, we know.
但弟兄姊妹可能没有人去体贴他。
But brothers and sisters, very possibly no one cared for him.
但是当他去体贴我们主的心肠的时候，
But when Paul started to care for the bowel of God,
他想到的是弟兄姐妹。
And what he thought is brothers and sisters.
然后他为这些弟兄姊妹的情况，他心中感觉忧愁。
And he was sorrowful and grieved for the spiritual conditions of the brothers and sisters.
他没有为他自己身上的刺他感觉忧愁。
And he was not sorrowful for the stick in his flesh.
他是为弟兄姊妹这些的可能有纷争啊嫉妒的情形他感觉忧愁。
And he was sorrowful for the condition among brothers and sisters. There is jealousies and contentions among them.
再一次我们要说为何保罗他里面有这么大的一个度量。
And again, we'll ask why Paul, he has such a great capacity.
因为他去体贴了我们主耶稣的心肠。
Because he cared the bowel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们对罪不是那么敏感。
Brothers and sisters, many times we're senseless to sin.
但其实我们也应该会知道我们会犯罪。
But we all know we commit sins.
有的时候我们心中有许多的苦毒，有一些自私。
We have selfish and bitterness in our heart.
我们在浪费我们的时间。
We waste our time.
然后我们对神的事情缺少兴趣。
We have no interest of the business of God.
很多时候我们心中也刚硬。黑暗听不进劝勉。
And we're stubborn and there is darkness in our heart. It's difficult for us to listen to the discipline.
也有可能经过了一些一年三年，我们属灵的情况却一直都没有任何的改变。
Very possibly after a year, 3 years, there's no change for our spiritual condition.
甚至可能还往后退。
And even we just backslide.
弟兄姊妹，所有的这些罪，这些的软弱，我们的主心中都非常的忧愁。
Brothers and sisters, all the weakness, infirmities, sins in the heart of our Lord, He's sorrowful.
所以，当我在思想，就是说，如果我能够体会主在我身上有忧愁的话
，When I ponder if I can understand the sorrow of God on me,
我就有机会悔改回转。
Then I will have an opportunity to return.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你在跟主耶稣亲近的时候，你在想什么
？Brothers and sisters, when you are fellowshipping with the Lord, what are you thinking about?
对，很好的就是说，如果我今天有一些困难，我向主祷告。
It's good when you have difficulties and you pray to the Lord.
然后我们读圣经，我们求主让我们有主的话语进来。
And we read the Bible, we want God to speak to us.
然后有的时候，也许我们也为一些弟兄姊妹祷告，这也很好。
And sometimes it's good. We pray for other brothers and sisters.
我发现有一个事情我们可以做的。
But I find there is one thing we can do.
就是当我们在跟主亲近的时候，你要去体贴主在想什么。
When we're in the fellowship with the Lord, start to consider and understand what the Lord is thinking.
然后去体贴主的心肠，他现在的感觉是什么
？To consider and understand the bowel of the Lord.
有时候我跟主亲近的时候
when I was in fellowship with the Lord.
然后我突然发现主很担心我。
Suddenly I found out God is he cared about me.
然后我发现我得罪了神。
I sinned against God.
然后他里面的那个忧伤
就让我感受得到了。And his sorrow, his grief, and I can feel that.
然后我就有机会明白, 哦, 原来我让主担忧了。
And I have an opportunity to understand I let God to be sorrow.
然后我让那位爱我的主, 他为我忧伤了。
I let the loving one, loving God, who is sorrowful for me.
然后我心中就有一个知道说, 啊, 我应该向主悔改。
And I have a awakening in my heart. I need to repent and come back to the Lord.
对, 当我们这样子操练学习的时候, 我们发现我们自己也可以常常蒙光照。
When we practice in this way, and we are always be illuminated by God.
也, 有的时候我也只能够去揣摩我们主的感觉。
I can only try to understand the bow of the Lord.
对于一些 福音的信息, 我们有时候会这样说,
For some gospel message, we always say this.
就是说我们人看一些罪, 对不对? 就是觉得, 啊, 这是不好的事情。
From a human perspective, we see sins, these are bad.
但是因为我们的那个标准跟我们那个光太暗淡, 所以只能够看到, 哦, 不太好。
Because our standard is so low, we don't have enough light, so we can only see that's not very good.
可是当神在看的时候, 因为他光太强烈,
but when God sees that, He has the great light.
然后他自己本身是完全圣洁公义的,
and He's full of holiness and light.
然后同样的罪, 我们看跟神看, 那个感受是完全不同的。
For the same sin, from our perspective and from God's perspective, they're totally different.
然后我看的时候觉得, 哎呀, 这个是啊, 是啊, 我做得不好。
When I see that, I can say, oh, I didn't do a good job.
然后当神看的时候, 他一看, 感觉就是那个下水道的那个臭水沟。
But when God sees that, that's the dirty water.
好像那个腐烂的肉在发臭一样。
That's like the rotten meat.
所以这是我们神的眼光。
That's the perspective of God.
所以很多时候我想我也能够只能够揣摩当神对我们身上有那个忧伤的时候,
When God has sorrow for us,
它里面是一个很深的忧愁的,
It's a deep grief.
对, 我们可能只能够感受到当中的一点点,
Maybe we can only sense a little bit of it.
但那个已经能够叫我们得救,
But that is already enough for us to be saved.
所以, 另外一个就是, 爱是恒久忍耐,
love is long suffering.
对, long suffering. 也就是说, 若弟兄姊妹, 你如果觉得你不太能够感受到神的爱,
Brothers and sisters, if you say I cannot feel the love of God,
或是说你有个心愿, 我想要更深刻的去领会神在我身上的爱,
or you have a deeper desire, you want to comprehend the love of God,
那我们可以学的一个就是多多去体会 主的那个心肠。
The one thing we can learn to more to consider the vow of God.
我们越多认识他, 他是那位忧患之子。
The more we know him, he's the son of sorrows.
我们越多能够体会他, 他是何等的为我们心中忧愁。
The more we can understand and feel how sorrowful he is for us.
我们就发现我们的主是何等的爱我。
Then we can realize how much our God loves us.
对, 当一个父亲或母亲对他孩子有心中有一些忧愁的时候,
When the father or mother is sorrowful for their child,
也许他生病,
maybe he's sick,
也许他犯错,
maybe he sinned,
也许他太晚回家,
maybe he come back home too late,
你发现那个父母心中有一个忧愁,
the parents are sorrowful,
有个担心,
there's a care,
那是因为有爱的关系,
because there's love.
所以我们越能够体会到主在我们身上的那个担忧的时候, 我们就越明白神在我们身上那是爱跟那个关心是何等的大。
The more we can feel the sorrow and the grief of God on us, the more we can understand His love, how great it is.
然后我们才慢慢明白说, 原来主在我们身上是在 long suffering.
Then we start to understand that God for us and He's long suffering.
然后我们就有一个回应,
And we have a reaction.
对, 谢谢主, 常常为我忧愁。
And we have a response and thank the Lord, you're always sorrowful for me.
也感谢主常对我的常常的忍耐。
And Lord, I thank you, you long suffering for me.
感谢主多多得着我，叫我能够尽量不让你忧愁。
The Lord, obtain me more that I cannot let you suffer.
但愿让我尽量少让我们的神伤心。
And I cannot make you sorrowful.
所以有的时候啊，我们会讲到信心跟感觉。
Sometimes we share a faith and a feeling.
对，这个有点像矛盾的事情，但又不太好理解。
It seems they're opposite, but it's a little hard to understand.
就是说我们要信靠主，不是凭着我们的感觉。
We need to trust the Lord, have faith in Him. It's not based on our feeling.
也就是说，今天我的心情比较好，神同在。
Maybe we can say, I feel good and joyful, and God's presence is here.
然后，但当我今天心情比较低沉的时候，就感觉好像神不同在吗？
Well, I mean, gloomy, and I feel the presence of the Lord is gone.
所以在这个角度里面，我们是凭信，不是凭着感觉。
And for this matter, from this perspective, we're based on faith, and not by feeling.
因为神的信实、神的爱、神的工作，不会凭着我们的感觉有改变。
It's God's righteousness, God's faithfulness, God's work will never change according to our feelings.
但另外一方面，我们也鼓励弟兄姊妹要在生命里面能够经历那个里面那个生命的感觉。
On the other hand, we encourage brothers and sisters in the experience of life to experience more the sense of your life.
对，有时候我们做错事情，里面圣灵会责备。
Sometimes we commit sins, there is rebuke from the Spirit.
对，有的时候可能我们祷告的时候感谢主，心中也觉得喜乐。
And we pray to the Lord and we feel joy in the heart.
对，来聚会之前可能心中比较低沉。
Before come to the meeting and we're very down.
但聚会聚一聚的时候，我们感觉心中有力量。
And after a while, we feel we're strengthened in the heart.
对，没有错，我们基督徒还是会有这些感觉的生活。
It is right, we can have these up and down of our feelings.
所以这两边都要有的。
And both sides, we need to have them.
但有时候可能对某些弟兄姊妹来讲不太能够拿捏。
But maybe for some brothers and sisters, it's hard to balance.
有时候就可能我的感觉这个太多了。
And sometimes my emotion and feelings are too much.
有时候我想压住我的感觉。
I want to compress my feeling and emotion.
我讲这边的目的是说在这个感觉的方面。
So my goal here, regarding emotion and feeling,
我们可以尽可能的去体贴神的感觉。
We can try to consider and understand the bow of the God.
对，当我们尽可能去体贴神的感觉的时候，你那个心里面从自己发出来的感觉就慢慢减少。
The more we start to focus and consider the bow of the Lord, and the less we will focus on ourselves.
你一直在体贴说哦，主怎么想的？主今天他的负担是什么？他里面的感情是什么？我们尽量去体会。
Because you're always thinking about how the Lord thinks about it. What's the feeling of the Lord? What's in the heart of the Lord?
所以当然我今天讲的是比较有点主观的经历。
Maybe you feel it's a little bit subjective experience.
我的鼓励就是说，我们学习多进入耶稣基督的心肠。
But my goal is we just more enter into the bow of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们多学习去进入神的感觉。
The more we learn to enter the bow and feeling of God.
然后我们就容易能够脱开很多出于我们不讨神喜悦的感觉。
And it's easier for us to be delivered from our own feeling.
对，也许对保罗来讲，神不喜悦他，天天就在那边想那个刺。
Maybe for Paul, and God was not pleased to see him every day occupied thinking about his own stick in the flesh.
但是当他用我们的主神的感觉去思想的时候
，when he started to see from the perspective of God,
他里面他就纪念弟兄姊妹
，and he started to remember brothers and sisters,
鼓励弟兄姊妹
，and encourage brothers and sisters,
然后神跟他同在，叫他心中有很大的喜乐
，and the presence of God bring joy in his heart.
好，我想这就是我今天的一个简单的一个目的。
I think that's a simple goal today.
神有一个深刻的那个心肠。
God has the deep bow in his heart.
所以他在等候许多的神的儿女能够去体贴，能够去体会。
And he's waiting for many brothers and sisters and the children of God to consider the bow of himself.
那我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们一同感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你不仅意念对我们来讲是海沙那么多。
Lord, your thoughts are like the sand.
主啊，但是而且你在那个深处的心肠。主啊，是对我们又是何等的关心。
Lord, you, in the deep, deepest part of your bow, you cared for us.
主啊，当我们冷淡远离的时候，你心中忧愁。
Lord, when we are cold, we are backsliding, you are sorrowful and grieved for us.
主啊，当我们归向你的时候，你心中何等的欢喜快乐。
Lord, but when we repent and come back to you, how much joy you have.
主啊，当我们能够分担你心中的忧虑的时候，你心中又觉得是何等的安慰。
Lord, when we can carry and share the burden of your heart and how comfort it's in your heart.
主啊，得着我们的心思，得着我们的情感，得着我们的意志。
Lord, obtain our will, our thoughts, our mind.
主啊，当你得着我们的情感的时候，叫我们更多的能够体贴你自己深处的心肠。
Lord, when you obtain our emotion, our feelings, and we can more and more consider your bow.
主啊，把我们生活把我们与你亲近的交通都交托在你手里。
Lord, we commit our life, our fellowship with ourselves.
主啊，愿你得着我们每一个人。
May you obtain every one of us.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们今天聚会就到这里。
Our meeting will end here.